Chemistry 1 Revision, Part 5. Other useful substances from crude oil. Hydrocarbons can be cracked to produce smaller, more useful molecules. This process involves heating the hydrocarbons to vaporize them. The vapors are either passed over a hot catalyst or mixed with steam and heated to a very high temperature so that thermal decomposition reactions occur. The products of cracking include alkanes and unsaturated hydrocarbons called alkenes. Alkenes have the general formula CnH2n. That is opposed to alkanes that have the general formula CnH2n+2. Unsaturated hydrocarbon molecules can be represented with an equal sign to represent the double bond. Alkenes can be tested for using bromine water. Alkenes turn bromine water from orange to colourless. Generally speaking, the alkanes produced in cracking are used as fuels, where alkenes are used to make polymers, such as polyethylene and polypropylene. In these reactions, many small molecules, known as monomers, are joined together to form very large molecules called polymers. Polymers are represented by the repeating pattern, that is the monomer, within brackets with a little n down to the bottom right, n standing for n times this repeated. Don't forget, a monomer starts with a double bond but ends up with a single bond as the double bond has been opened up to join to the surrounding monomers. Polymers have many useful applications and new uses are being developed, for example, new packaging materials, waterproof coatings for fabrics, dental polymers, wound dressings, hydrogels, that's a plastic that can absorb a lot of water, like a disposable nappy, and smart materials, including shape memory polymers. Smart materials change their properties based on their conditions. So, for example, a child's spoon that changes colour when it is too hot for the child to eat the food off. Many polymers are not biodegradable, so they are not broken down by microbes. This can lead to problems with waste disposal, such as landfill sites filling up and litter that is dropped persisting. Plastic bags are now being made from polymers and cornstarch, so they will break down more easily. Completely biodegradable plastics made from cornstarch have also been developed. As always, we must consider the social, economic and environmental, or C, impacts of the uses, disposal and recycling of polymers. It is the use of polymers that has made our disposable society. Also, the process of recycling the plastics creates jobs. Economically, we are able to produce cheap products and sell lots of goods. Environmentally, we have to be concerned with litter and the filling of landfill sites. Ethanol can be produced by the hydration of ethene with steam in the presence of a catalyst. Ethanol can also be produced by fermentation of sugar with yeast. Carbon dioxide is also produced. Producing ethanol from ethene is non-renewable, as ethene is a product of cracking of crude oil. Sugar is a renewable resource. However, there are still concerns with using sugar, as large areas of land must be used to grow the sugar. This can cause the destruction of habitats or forest and can create a visual pollution. It also means this land cannot be used to grow food crops for human consumption. Pollution is also released from the transportation of the sugarcane and the ethanol. The fermentation of sugar to produce ethanol is carbon neutral because although it produces carbon dioxide, it is only the amount that was taken in by the sugar plant. Cracking the hydrocarbon to produce the ethene and to heat water to produce steam will require energy, and inevitably that will release carbon dioxide.